All right, guys, I'll go ahead and get started. Good afternoon. Hope everybody's doing good. Baltimore, getting ready for them. Another day. We need another good day of preparation for their special teams unit. They're one of the top units in the league if you look at them statistically. Coach Rosberg and Coach Harbaugh do a great job with them. But when you look at them, their punt return game, they're sixth in the league. The punt coverage and net punt, they're seventh in the league. Kick return, they're a top 10 unit, I believe, and then top half in the kickoff coverage. So we have our hands full, but like I say, each and every week, it'll be about the Cleveland Browns and getting our unit a little bit better. But we need to have good practice today, and with that, I'll open it up for any questions.
Chris, why do you think PAT rules haven't such an impact? They've already missed twice as many in 33 as a year ago from 20.
Well, it has been interesting, and I know that there's been a lot of swap out on kickers on a lot of other teams, but obviously a longer distance, people are coming after it a little bit more, maybe a little bit more pressure on the guys, but it's not an easy point anymore.
Chris, can you see what Tucker did last week at Pittsburgh? Just comment on that.
Excellent. Obviously all pro player. He's 10 of 11 on field goals. And the thing about him, he's been in a lot of clutch situations and has come through. The other area where he's really strong at, people don't talk about, they've had 22 kickoffs and 20 of them have been touchbacks. So he's obviously one of the best in the league. So that's another reason why we'll have our hands full this week.
And what you just said about Tucker, was Gilbert pretty intriguing on those kick returns?
No, Gilbert did a great job for us last week as a returner. I thought he did a nice job of first and foremost, catching the ball, and then secondly, making good decisions. But then when he hit it, I mean, he hit it, and obviously he showed when the ball's in his hands, he can do some things for us. So we're real excited about that phase right there, showing some improvement, and hopefully we can continue that.
Would you have any indication Coombs hasn't been tested under pressure, just hasn't had that opportunity? Game-winning situation?
Not yet, but I would say that he has been under some pressure, hence since he's been a rookie, and there has been a lot of trade-out of kickers on a lot of other teams. I believe that he's 7-for-7, and knock on wood, he's been 8-of-8. He's done a nice job for us, but he also understands each week is different. But the thing that I really like about the kid is he shows up to work each and every day, works at his craft, and I do believe he's getting better.
Yeah, what was your view of the offside penalty at the end there?
Did I review it?
No, what was your view of it?
Awfully close call. I mean, it's a judgment call right there, and obviously we reviewed it. But at the end of the day, I was pleased with his effort, what he gave us. It's a game winner. He's going for it. But at the end of the day, we lost the football game, we've moved on, and that's and trust me, when you watch Baltimore on tape, they have my undivided attention.
He said that with that short of field goal, you feel like you need to try to go for the block. I mean, is that what you teach the guys in the?
Sure. I mean, at that point, you're either two things: you're either going for a block, just like anything. You're either going for the block or you're trying to force a miss. And with that, there's a lot of things involved, but. On the other end, snap, hold, operation, that's why when we coach the field goal team, all those things are so critical, that you have a good snap, that the holder doesn't have to mess with the laces and the kicker is attacking the ball in a timely manner so that when there's great edge pressure, that really the kicker is able to handle that. So it's a play that it was a great effort by him, and I have no qualms about it. I think that he did. I think that he did.
Did you go frame by frame? And if you did, did you move on the ball this season?
I thought he did, but I can tell you, out on the field, it was so close. And at the end of the day, it really makes no difference. We lost the football game, and we're sitting at 1-3, and that's what our record is, as Coach stated. And we're going to try to do our darndest to get to 2-3.
Say now that Gilbert is the regular kick returner, or are you still?
No, he's going to be our guy back there. He's doing a nice job for us. I was like I say, I was really pleased with how he hit the ball up in there. I thought his vision was really good. His ball security was good. So that's a nice step for Justin. And, you know, he also played in the other areas really well. When Travis returned that one from the 8-yard line, I mean, the guy that really sprung it to start it was Justin. And he also had a tackle on the kickoff. So I thought he played well. He set a bar for himself, and hopefully this week we can increase that.
You didn't think he was quite ready for that role. What is it about him this year that made you comfortable? I know it was an injury that got him in there, but you could have gone with Marlon Moore or somebody else.
Yeah, well, there's always a lot of factors, but he's a guy that has been progressing and maturing and doing a nice job for us. And like I always say, the tape will always tell you what to do. And what he'd been doing in practice, it merited putting him back there, and he responded. So I'm happy for him.